Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. We are going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 2nd of September. College football officially back. We got an 11 game main MLB slate and then NFL coming up in a week. Looking at the weather for today, it looks like we don't have any issues, so we can dive right in. At the top, we have Blake Snell, the current frontrunner for NL Cy Young. Dominated San Francisco the first time he faced them. Absolutely dominated them. Went for nearly 40 DK points. His K rate is through the roof, especially when at home. Walk rate is lower at home. Giving up a few more hits, but that's just semantics, really, based on everything else. Had been decent for a while before exploding last time out against St. Louis. The only real worry is the walks. They can get him in trouble, but it is such a great matchup against San Francisco. Snell is just in an absolute smash spot. He is a minus 190 favorite in this game. Luis Castillo creeping up on Garrett Cole in the AL Cy Young race. He's a minus 130 road favorite here. Has not been as strong on the road. K rate is actually under 9 per 9 on the road, which is kind of shocking. considering his K rate is almost 11 per 9 at home. One runner fewer in three of his last four starts. Ks that are kind of all over the place, but 29 plus DK points in three of those last four. I think it's a pretty solid spot against a Mets lineup that is pretty weak overall at this point. The Mets, obviously, a little more dangerous lineup than San Francisco at, you know, at this point in the season. But I think both guys are super viable. I'll lean Snell as a stronger home favorite. Aaron Nola, we just saw Wheeler strike out double digits last night against this Brewer squad. He put up 26 DK points the first time he faced him. Has not been as strong on the road. Giving up plenty of home runs on the road as well. So there is some worries in this matchup. Two runs or less than three out of his last four. K's kind of have been all over the place. I don't mind it, but if I'm going to pay 10-6, I would much rather just go up to Snell or Castillo. Philly is a minus 135 favorite. Game total of 9. Jordan Montgomery against the Twins. Coming off of a rough start against this Twins team. By now you should know of how much I hate pitchers making back-to-back starts against the same team. But there is plenty of upside with Montgomery. K upside is legit in this matchup. He is a minus 195 home favorite. So I'm definitely interested in him. I'm glad that he is under 10K. Like this two-game stretch where he was 10 and 11K just blew my mind. But certainly upside, but he's far more volatile. I would actually take him over Nola right now, but it's close enough. But when it comes to making my pool, I actually might end up removing Nola later, depending on, you know, what we find down below him in price point. Kyle Bradish, this guy's been pretty impressive this year. He's a minus 145 road favorite. Not as strong on the road. Those K numbers are better on the road. Two runs or less in four straight starts. Seven plus Ks in three straight and four of his last five. I really like him. Arizona's super hit or miss. They definitely go cold at times. And if I remember correctly, thought Bradish was slightly more reverse splits, which is why I kind of like him. He gives up more home run power to right-handed hitters. Lefties do perform a little bit better overall, but they do have a higher K rate against him. So I kind of like the matchup for Bradish. 9,400 is getting a little steep, but I'm intrigued by the upside. Hunter Brown against the Yankees was solid against them earlier. Hasn't been as strong at home, but he's not allowing home runs at home either. So I am interested, just because same reason I was on Verlander last night, which obviously did not work out. The Yankees are going to roll out a bunch of young guys, kind of playing the what do we have for the future. A couple of those young guys really performed last night, but it's still a plus matchup, and I assume the Astros are, yeah, they're a -190 home favorite here. I think there's going to be people afraid to go to Hunter Brown. I am going to use him. I don't play the results-oriented game. Verlander was in such a great spot last night, and he just crapped the bed. It happens. We move on. Kyle Harrison, impressive rookie for the Giants. Coming off of just an elite performance against Cincinnati. There's upside in the matchup, but I just don't think he's going to strike out 11 in this one. San Diego does have a couple guys that really love hitting left-handed pitching, but Harrison is intriguing. The price point just skyrocketed, though. So I have a feeling he's going to be overlooked a little bit. But I definitely like this trio here. Be honest, I like six of the top seven, price-wise. So it is going to be interesting making my pitcher pool as the day goes on. Bryce Elder against the Dodgers did shut them down in Atlanta. Has been far worse on the road, even though his home run rate is lower on the road. He's just not striking guys out. I'm gonna pass on Elder. I'm just not, just like last night with Fried. I took the L on Fried, and that's fine. I take stands with my pool, and it happens, and we move on. But I'm just not gonna do it with Elder either. I will admit that Fried definitely had more upside than Elder does in this matchup, but no thank you. Mike Clevinger. Shut down the Tigers the first time he faced them. I was reading this about his waivers situation. Like the whole waivers thing that just went on is just really weird to me, but I digress. He's been really strong at home. Coming off an elite performance against the team that he was supposed to dominate. Went into Chicago or to Wrigley and dominated the Cubs. Strong against the Yankees. Probably gonna be overlooked. Game's a coin flip, total of 8.5. He's just throwing the ball really well in the second half. I think we just have to look at him at 8K. 30 plus upside at 8K seems really attractive to me. Matchup isn't all that difficult, so I will be considering Clevinger. Tanner Houck, I don't think I can go there. I want to, like, overall it's a decent matchup, but like his K's haven't been there. Hasn't been sharp, dealing with injuries. 2 games back from the IL after, a 2+ month hiatus on the IL. I'm just not really interested in him. Game total of 10 in that game. He is a -235 favorite, but I think I'm gonna have to pass. Kikuchi and Coors has not been as strong on the road. coming off of a couple of rougher starts, but prior to that, he had been really strong. I'm going to debate him and consider him, but most likely he ends up not in my pool. I liked Ryu last night. He started out solid, finished all right, but not amazing. Kikuchi is a minus 195, 190 favorite, so maybe I do have to consider him. But right now, I would guess he's on the outside looking in when it comes to my pool. Rhys Olson shut down the White Sox first time he faced them. Coming off of a 10K performance against the Yankees. Racked up pitch count, though, which is a little annoying. He's interesting. To see that with the way that Clevinger's been throwing the ball, and to see that this game is just a pick'em, really tells me that I should be considering Rhys Olson in this spot. I may end up there, and it may be, easier to just take Olson over Kikuchi in Colorado. Emmett Sheehan, I'm not going to take him against the Braves. I'm not going to deal with it. I know in the minors he's a strong K guy, but in the majors he just hasn't shown it. Colin Ray, no thank you in his return to the majors. I'm not going to use him against the Phillies. Alec Marsh, huge game total. Strikeouts have been up the last two times, but he's allowing home runs too. So I'm going to go back to Boston as one of my stacks, and hopefully they don't destroy me again. Bailey Falter shut down the St. Louis squad just a couple starts ago, but I don't know that we can really trust him at this point. St. Louis is a minus 195 favorite. Game total of 9.5. So I'm going to probably have to pass on Falter. Peterson, coming off of a great performance, takes on a Seattle squad that strikes out a lot, but they do have some guys that hit left-handed pitching. I don't think I can go to Peterson. There will be people talking about him, and I understand it. I just don't think I'm going to do it. Slade Coney, coming off of back-to-back solid starts, last start being really strong, 5 Ks. I'm not going to do it against Baltimore. Severino against Houston, not going to go there either, even though his last two starts have been excellent. He was lit up by Houston early August. He's been absolutely atrocious on the road all season. I am going to pass on Severino. Dallas Keuchel against Texas. Shut them down the first time he faced them. I don't expect that to be the case today. Texas should be one of my highest ranked stacks once I get to that part of my day. Rom, we're on him against Pittsburgh and they lit him up, made some mistakes, bounced back and was solid against Philadelphia. I'm intrigued enough by him that I might use him just because his minor league numbers were solid. So I think there's upside in this. In this one, if he had picked up the W, we're looking at over 20 DK points. So I think there's enough upside that I'd consider him. My guess is he doesn't make my pool, but he's in consideration at this point in the morning. And no thank you on Ty Block. Coming off of an elite performance against Baltimore, I do not expect that to happen again. I will gladly pass on Ty Block in Coors. So there we have it. There's the first look at pitching for today. A rough idea of where I'm going with my pitcher pool. I will finalize it throughout the day and update the DFS Army members. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to my notes, coaches, our tools, Discord, etc. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.